Is this thing on? Welcome to this impromptu episode that I just decided to sit down and record right now for my podcast, Digital Diary, that y'all haven't heard from in a while, and I am sorry for that. I did post on the Instagram for the podcast, Digital Diary Pod, that I would be taking a hiatus. I did not specify how long the hiatus would be because I myself didn't know and still don't know, but I wanted to come on and give you an update just where I've been at, because this podcast is not going anywhere. I have just taken a step back because I felt that I wasn't putting my full effort into it and it deserves that. And I've just been feeling in a rut in so many areas of my life in the last couple months. Could chalk it up to the season and it being winter, and now we're coming out of that and I'm feeling a little bit more inspiration in general now, but I don't know, I haven't been feeling inspired by anything. And I'm having a bit of a crisis about it, and I have been, because my job requires me to be creative and quickly. So when I first of all feel like I don't have anything to say, which was one of the issues that I ran into here, it's like, what do I do? Second, when I have things I do want to say, but I feel like I can't say them. And I'm going to try not to be vague here. I don't know if I'll end up actually divulging these things, because I've just been holding these things so close to my chest for years about my real thoughts on stuff. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like people say that if you do content creation as a full-time job or you're in this type of space, then you're not allowed to have negative feelings. Our job is so flexible, and it is an absolute blessing of a job. It's the greatest job ever. But I just don't really think that it's fair to tell other human beings that they aren't allowed to experience human emotions. But then sometimes, you know, you'll come online and talk about how you're feeling, and if it's not all sunshine and rainbows, people are like, well, what do you have to complain about? Like, you're just being negative. Like, I don't want to hear you being negative all the time. It feels like you can't win on social media. And it feels like it's been getting worse, at least from what I've been seeing and experiencing. And it's very discouraging to even talk about anything. And I know that the simple solution to that would be to just not give a fuck. And I'm working on that. I'm going to be 25 in a couple of days. So I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's the fact that over the past couple weeks, I have been exercising more. I've been trying to take care of myself better and get back into the things that I know make me feel good, because I have been putting those things off, not prioritizing them really at all for the last couple months. I started doing that again. I started exercising. I've been, you know, journaling here and there, and I feel more of a sense of calm since I've started doing that. I don't know if it's like I'm turning 25, my frontal lobe is forming fully and, you know, everything's clicking. I don't know. I feel like it's not that. It's just hard to not care at all when my job and relevance relies on the general public's opinion of me. And if it's a good opinion, then that's great. But if it's not, then basically my job is in jeopardy, which is like a whole other thing that I've been thinking about so much over the last probably over a year now. And I don't remember the last even thing that I talked about on this podcast. I've probably talked about this topic, and I definitely have talked about it on YouTube and also other social medias like TikTok. I've made some videos about it, but I haven't been feeling fulfilled with what I'm doing right now. And I think a big part of that is the uncertainty. And of course, you know, when you have your own business and you work for yourself, and it has so many amazing privileges, but there's also the feeling of uncertainty that my anxiety absolutely hates. So yeah, I don't know. I've been struggling with that and figuring out what my next move is, because I truly feel like at this point in my life, I need to make a next move. I'm going to be in my mid-20s, and I have just felt like I've hit a dead end in my life. So something has to change. Something's got to give, but I don't know what it is. And I am always afraid to say anything of any of my plans or my ideas and put them out there into the world before I actually have any idea if they're going to come to fruition. So that's why I just have been, again, keeping my cards close to my chest. I don't know. I hate feeling like I'm going to jinx something. And also, if I say something and it doesn't end up panning out, it's like, okay, it's whatever. Neither here nor there. But if I put it out onto the internet, then it's there forever. So it just feels like it adds more pressure. But yeah, so I've just been having a lot going on mentally. I've been thinking about every part of my life and what I want to change, because there's honestly so much that I do want to change. I'm craving something new, craving a fresh start while simultaneously being terrified of change. I get so comfortable once I've established myself somewhere. For example, like in New York with my apartment, I love my space so much. I love my area. I love the routines that I've started to make. I love the friends that I have. But there isn't anything necessarily tying me here, unless I did get a job, which I've been interviewing, or I had an interview for a job here in the city, and I got ghosted by the company after the first interview, so that went well. But it's okay. I'm not letting it discourage me. I know that it was good practice, and that's just how I have to look at it. And honestly, I went into it that way, just knowing that no matter what the outcome was, it would be a really good experience, and at least I have that first big girl, quote-unquote, like post-grad interview under my belt. It feels really good to have that. But like, while I have so many things that I'm comfortable with here, there's also nothing necessarily tying me here. So it makes me feel like if there's another place that I might like to go, why not try it while I have the opportunity and while I have kind of the flexibility of being able to work from anywhere? And then who knows? What if I make connections there? What if I get involved in some good things there, make new friends? Not that I'm gonna not have my old friends too, because the people that are in my life now, most of them I anticipate being in my life forever. At least I really hope so. But I don't know, like I fear change, and I sometimes stay in situations that I feel like I'm comfortable in. But then when I really think about it, I journaled about this a couple weeks ago. I'm on my journaling shit. Apparently, it's actually kind of really helpful. So what a shock. Everyone's been saying that forever. But I journaled about this, and it's like, okay, I think that I'm comfortable doing what I'm doing, and that's why I am hesitant to make a change. But then when I really look at the whole scope of the situation, I'm like, am I actually comfortable here, or do I just dislike change that much that I'm almost tricking myself into seeing things differently than how they really are? And I started doing this thing again with journaling that I used to do when I was younger. I talked about this in a previous YouTube video, but when I was younger and I had dated like a toxic boy in high school or something, there was one or two guys that I clearly recall doing this for. This episode is literally all over the place, but this is just my brain dump life update. So that's just what it's gonna have to be. We're here, we're raw, we're real. At least we're here. But anyway, in high school, I would date these literal toxic boys, which most of them were toxic. I mean, we were like children. No one was emotionally mature. It's fine. But there was this one guy that I kept going back to for like years and years and years. I was his own little yo-yo, for real. Whenever he wanted me, he pulled me in. Whenever he didn't, pushed me back, and I just went with it. And at one point, I was just so miserable from doing this up and down and back and forth all the time. It was draining. So I took out a notebook and I wrote myself a letter. I think I wrote like 3 or 4 pages in this letter. I was not playing around. And the letter basically said, "Hey, Hannah of the future. This is Hannah of the present, or Hannah of the current time, of the present. This is the situation I'm in right now. This is how I feel right now." Because I tend to, and I think that a lot of people probably tend to, once you get further away from a situation, it's easy to diminish what you felt and the severity of the things that you felt in that moment, because you're no longer in the midst of it. You've kind of gotten past it a little. So it's easy to look back on it and be like, oh, it really wasn't that bad. But sometimes it actually is that bad and it is that deep. And so I did that in high school to remind myself that it truly, truly is that deep, because I knew myself and I knew that I was going to get past it and be like, oh, like looking back, it really wasn't that bad. So I'm just going to keep going down the same spiral. And I had to put my foot down. This was me putting my foot down. And it worked. Long story short, I read that letter anytime I even had a thought of maybe talking to this guy again or going back to him. I took my words to myself seriously. I'm implementing that same practice now. Because, hey, I mean, it worked before, so odds are good. So I wrote myself kind of a letter being like, this is what you're doing right now. These are the pros and the cons. Like, this is your, these are your real feelings about this. And when you, you know, look back on this in a few months, when you actually have to make a concrete decision, like, please take my current feelings and experiences into account. Take them seriously because they matter. And if I don't take them seriously and I diminish them, I'm probably going to end up in the same spiral just I can't break out of, because I'll forget the reasons that I really should break out of it. That was so vague, but literally without giving anything actually away that I've been thinking about, that's, yeah, I've been doing that. Another struggle that I've been feeling with the podcast is that I feel like I just talk and talk and fucking talk about myself. And I talk about these things on YouTube. I talk about similar things on the podcast. I'll talk about similar things on TikTok. I feel like I'm just repeating the same thing over and over and over again on each platform. And I got bored. I'm not that interesting. Like, I really don't, there's no need for me to say the same thing three times. I don't think anyone wants to hear me say the same thing three times. So I want the podcast to be something that isn't just an overlap of the things that I talk about on YouTube, but my YouTube channel is just my life. So I have to figure out how to save some specific things just to share on the podcast and not on my YouTube, or come up with a new format for the podcast where it's not focused on myself completely. I know I love to do the little writing in and giving advice things, which of course they touch on my own personal experiences, because I can't speak on anything that I haven't experienced. That's like the whole point of where advice comes from. But there's just been a lot of question marks there on how I can start this back up in a way that is sustainable for me long term and inspires me creatively and isn't just all about me. But then this is like literally my thought process with everything. I just go back and forth. Well, I could do this, but then if I did this, it'd be this, and then this, and then. I feel like if I tried to do something completely different, not just a lifestyle, talking about myself, personal journal type of thing, like I do on all my other platforms, then people won't be interested in it. Another thing that I'm afraid to change, because I'm comfortable with the status quo. I'm comfortable with what I've been doing because I know that there are people that enjoy that. So then I get nervous to even think about exploring another avenue of content or another focus type because I don't know how it'll be received and I don't know if anyone will give a fuck. And then I'm like, okay, if I do that, do I have to change my entire like podcast name? And I want to change the cover art because I just like made that on Canva. Not that I'm mad about it. I made it on Procreate too, but semantics. I want to, you know, do a little bit of a revamp on that, but I don't know what I want it to be because I don't know if the podcast would be still called Digital Diary if I changed the focus. But I love the name Digital Diary and I feel like it makes sense for me, but it only makes sense for me if I continue treating it like a digital diary. And in that case, I would have to just have the focus be me. I don't know. See, these are things that I've just been thinking on. And in the last couple months, since I've been taking time off from this, I haven't come up with an answer that I feel really good about. And that inspires me. So if any of y'all have any ideas or things that you would want to listen to, or I don't know. Like, I feel bad even asking, because then I'm like, I'm literally incapable of doing my own job, having to ask other people for their ideas because I can't come up with my own. But that's also the whole point of community. Every single time I think about anything, I also think of the opposite viewpoint of it. And I'm like, oh, well, it's this. But then if you look at it this way, it's actually a bad thing. And that's just how my mind works 24/7. And it's very difficult to get anything done with that line of thinking. I also just have been feeling discouraged in general with my career and social media and all of that lately for a multitude of reasons. The creator economy has completely changed, obviously, since I first started. When I first started, TikTok was not a thing. A lot of brands wanted to work with YouTube creators and were prioritizing long-form content. And now, since TikTok has come in to the scene 4 or 5 years ago, that's completely changed. And I am a long-form girl through and through. I love long-form content. I love creating YouTube videos. I love everything that goes into it. It feels like an art form to me. And that's just very special to me. And I'm sure that there are ways to have short form also feel like your own art form, but I don't know. I'm so stubborn. I'm a Taurus, so I'm so stubborn, and I just want to keep going with YouTube, and I will be. But it feels like it's not, like, YouTube creators aren't as appreciated anymore in the eyes of brands. And this is not a general blanket statement. I know there are tons of brands and ones that I work with closely and have for years that value long-form creators still, which I very much appreciate, obviously. But the money is in short form. The money is in TikTok. So basically all long-form original creators have now kind of been tasked with needing to shift to meet that demand on short form. And I don't know what it is. Like, I've tried to, you know, post consistently. I've tried posting different things. I think I have an idea now of what I could actually enjoy creating just for short form. So I'm not, again, repurposing the same stuff on like 3 different platforms, because that's just boring. It's boring for me to create, it's boring for me to edit, and it's boring probably for you guys to see the same thing a million times. Like, I don't want to be repetitive like that. It just seems so difficult to even grow on platforms like TikTok because they're so saturated. And it's also such a gamble for what is going to gain traction with the algorithm, what's going to be pushed out. You could get, you know, 60,000 views on one video. Next video, it's like the same concept and you get 2,000 views. And it's just like, there's no consistency and it just feels like you're shooting in the dark. And I really freaking desperately need some stability in my life. And obviously this is not the path that is going to give me stability. It just isn't. Working for yourself and also being at the mercy of other people's opinions and other people's interests and also algorithms, a lot of that is out of my control. The only things that I can control are what I create. And of course, I'm going to do everything that I can to make meaningful content and things that I love and I hope that other people will love. But that's about where my control ends. And as I've gotten older and I'm looking towards longer term goals, like buying a house, hopefully having a family someday, investing, I want to be sure of my standing, my financial standing, my career standing. I want to be sure of those things. And I don't feel like I am, which has just been driving me up the wall. So yeah, I think that I obviously very clearly need a change, whatever that looks like. Haven't figured it out yet, but I have to believe that something is out there for me that will fill that need for me and that will make me feel fulfilled. It wasn't the job that I interviewed for, obviously, because they ghosted me. But if it's not that, it's something else. If it's not one thing, it's going to be another. When one door closes, another one opens, and growth comes in waves. That has been my mantra for the past several months, maybe even the past year. Ever since I heard growth comes in waves, it has changed my perspective on everything, because it is so true. It just feels like I've been on my downward wave for a really long time now. Actually, no. And then I'll have a little spike that goes up and I'm like, yay, I'm going back up. But then it just kind of goes back down. So it's not only does growth come in waves, but it comes in waves that are not the same size. The crest of the wave and the trough of the wave, according to science, they're not always going to be the same height. I feel like very rarely are they the same height, actually. You can't expect, just because you bounced back in a certain amount of time last time, you can't expect it to go that same way the next time, because it just always is changing. It's like up 2 inches, down 5, up 1, down 4, up 10, down 10, so on and so forth. But you really just have to ride it out. The worst thing that you could do is just give up and stop. That's going to get you nowhere. And I know that. And I've been telling myself that. I've been telling myself that growth comes in waves. I'm telling every single person that I know that growth comes in waves, especially all my creator friends, because it seems like a lot of people are feeling discouraged and just experiencing a lot of doubt, career doubt, self-doubt. And giving into that doubt is the worst thing that any of us could do. You won't know if something good's around the corner unless you keep going, keep trying. But yeah, that's kind of where I've been at. In summary, I still am not sure what I want for this podcast, except for the fact that I know I want it. Like, I want it to still exist, and it still will exist. I just don't know what I want it to look like yet. I want to thank all of you listening to this for being patient with me. I really appreciate it, because trust me, if I could have just come up with an answer quickly and that everything would have been perfect, I would do that. But that just is not reality. That's really not how it works most of the time. If I did do that and I came back and I'm like, oh, I figured it out, and it was like 2 weeks later, I would have just been lying, and I would have rushed that decision and maybe done something that I wasn't passionate about long term just for the sake of coming back in a timely manner. And I think that this podcast deserves more than that, and all of you deserve more than that. So that's why I'm just really taking whatever time it takes me to figure something out, and I'm letting myself have that for everyone's sake, honestly. Like, I don't want to create something that I don't love, and I don't think anyone wants to listen to something that's half-assed, because there's so much out there. It's like, why should I take up space? God, that's a whole other conversation that we won't even get into, because I just like don't feel like getting existential right now. I want to take up quality space. I know that I'm allowed to take up space. I just don't know how I want to take up space right now on this platform. Honestly, on any platform, I've been thinking about everything that I do, and I'm like, is this even worth taking up space? But that line of thinking dooms me for real. I will go down a rabbit hole that I'm like, well, no, I shouldn't take up space because there's this, and this is way more important. It's like, of course, there's always going to be something that's way more important for the world or for like the good of mankind, but you don't have to be doing something revolutionary or doing like brain surgeries to make an impact in the world and on people. I know that. I just really have to believe it so that I can put it into practice in my life. That's all. I think that's all I've got. I just really felt compelled to sit down right now and update you guys. So hopefully this episode will go up soon. Probably even not on Tuesday, because I mean, at this point, I haven't posted in like 2 months. So you'll just get like a little surprise in your podcast app if you are still subscribed. Which if you are, I love you and I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. And I hopefully will talk to you soon. In the meantime, though, you got this. Growth comes in waves. Keep going. We'll all figure it out together. All right, that's all. Bye.